Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Jeff Michalis. I work at Development Seed in Washington, D.C. And on Tuesday, yesterday, we released a site for the World Bank called data.worldbank.org. And the purpose of the site, the idea behind the site, is that the World Bank wants to try and make all of the data it collects about all of the countries in the world basically available. These are things like the GDP of a country, the percent of the country that's arable land. And we wanted to not only make the data available, but also make it clear what was in the data. You know, make people understand the depth of the data and what sort of trends were there. So it was very important to us that we were able to visualize the data in interesting ways. So there's graphs on the site, there's maps on the sites. They let you sort of see the data itself through some interesting visualization tools, things like graphs, things like maps, so they could get a good overview of what these indicators meant in specific countries or in specific topical regions, so that the data was not only there and available, but it was something that made sense to people without having to know a lot about how to visualize data on their own or how to understand the actual numbers. That sort of the general public could sort of see what it meant that the World Bank was opening up all of this data.
I see, and so, you know, there's been a number of movements of open data and government transparency. So, you know, how did this project come about in terms of like what made the World Bank decide that they wanted to do something like this?
I don't know that I can say exactly why the World Bank wanted to do this. I know that it's something that's become very important to them, and that only a few weeks ago, actually, the president of the World Bank decided that this was something they wanted to do in sort of very real and concrete terms, and they wanted to do it as fast as possible. So we only had a very limited amount of time on the project, actually, and they've had some of this data available for a fair number of years, actually, like a limited subset of this data. Sort of the most commonly requested stuff has been freely available online for some time, but as sort of the idea of open data has picked up momentum, it just became clear that, you know, having the data available to the world was probably the best thing to do with the information. So just the decision was made at the very top to make that a reality. And so we started working with them on this initial push. So right now there's a huge amount of the data available. And I know that everyone is very interested in hearing feedback from the people who are sort of consuming this data to make sure that it's being offered in the formats and in the sort of slices of the data that people want and that are most useful. And so there's going to be sort of a little bit of an iterative process of going through and making it better and better and opening up more and more of the data from more and more of the different sources within the World Bank. And it's all very exciting, right? Because, you know, they're from people who are criticizing the World Bank to people who just need access to these basic indicators. Having this data available enables sort of conversation to happen, enables analysis to happen, and it becomes information that on its own is useful. And then what's really sort of exciting to think about is how is the internet going to use this data in ways that the World Bank would never imagine, would never think of using it. You know, the sort of standard academic consumers of this data historically would never think of doing it. Like, what's the internet going to decide they can do with all of this information about all of the countries in the world? Something can happen, and it's very excited to sort of imagine what those possibilities are.
And so maybe talk a bit about the Drupal backend, some of the technical things that you guys were putting together in order to make this site.
So it is a Drupal site, and this was the first Drupal site we used Vue's 3 on, and Vue's 3 is in sort of an alpha stage right now. And the big difference and the reason we used it on this project was that we could swap out where Vue's makes queries, so that traditionally the Vue's module enables you to take a list of content or of users of stuff in the Drupal database. And you get used to sort of building with Vue's, and it has a lot of really sort of incredibly useful features for making these lists and styling these lists and just working with content on your website. And with the new features in Vue's 3, you can make it query other things. So the World Bank had an API for accessing their data, that existed and had a subset of this data in it. And it was actually built by another Drupal shop, Phase 2. And we wanted to, as they were adding more data to this API, we wanted to be able to continue to leverage that infrastructure and all of the sort of work that went into thinking about how does this data behave, and just be able to leverage all of that work within Drupal without sort of re-implementing everything. So we were able to build a custom query object for views that would query this API that had been built and that was getting loaded up with more and more data and had a little bit of extra functionality being added. And we were able to build the Drupal site in the normal way without really worrying about the details of the data itself. And for sort of the timeline of this project, it was absolutely crucial to be able to do that and to be able to leverage all of the work that had been done and to implement just a few little integration points within the Drupal site. Additionally, the site is sort of the normal stuff you might expect from development seed. It's context-powered site for all block visibility, and it uses features, so all of the configuration for all of the individual elements of the site are all captured in configuration. The site's translated into four languages. It's in English, French, Spanish, and Arabic. So we use the core like localization tools to handle that, and the L10N client, which is an interface that allows people to browse the site and translate it as they're browsing the site. So the World Bank actually had a team of their translators on the site as we were building it and developing it, able to translate it as part of sort of the ongoing process of building the site.
Any mapping or anything, any other visualization things to be able to see the data?
Right, the visualization tools, we're using the Flot module, which is a very simple wrapper around a very, very excellent jQuery graphing library that allows us to do all of the really, really nice charts on the site. And we're also using the OpenLayers module for all of the maps. And so the bank has its own sort of maps of the world and their own proper names that are sort of very curated by the World Bank. And so we worked with the World Bank to build a custom set of tiles, a custom map of the world based on, you know, their names, their borders, and rendered those into tiles and are using the OpenLayers module to reference those and load those into the site. Those tiles are also translated into four different languages. So if you browse the site in Arabic, you get Arabic tile sets. If you browse the site in French, you get French names on everything, and so on. It was really an interesting process to go through, and the results are something I'm really happy with.
And so when did this project start, and about how much time did you have to do this project? And it sounds like you know, with the features, you're kind of able to just rapidly prototype and build these websites out.
Yeah. I think the development team had about 4 weeks on it, and there was a little bit of lead time that we sort of knew the project was coming, but it was very, very rapid, and it was a really exciting project to work on. You know, everybody on the team at Development Seed is a big believer in the concept that open data can really change the world. And so being able to be on a project like this and opening up the data was a huge motivating factor for us. And so while the timeline was very short, we were all very happy to be working very hard on it and trying to make this data more available to the world.
Okay, great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.